So tell us about the TREK conference. What is the overall purpose of it?
The overall purpose is to provide infrastructure so that researchers can develop better algorithms for accessing content that was originally developed for humans.
So in other words, this is what we call unstructured data?
Right.
And why is that important?
Well, the vast majority of information that is actually created in unstructured forms. And there's a lot of reasons out there why people want to find and use the information that's encoded in text or in videos.
So it could be that you could have a large mass of this information that no one could read, but maybe a machine could comb through it and find trends. Is that the type of thing you look for?
That's part of what we look for, yes. People use search algorithms every day, right? I mean, there's the web search is one instance of being able to search unstructured data. There's the intelligence community is clearly interested in being able to access content.
Okay. So tell us about the conference. Who arrives there and what do they do when they get there?
Well, the conference is unusual in the sense that it is actually sort of a year-long thing. NIST makes data sets available in the spring, and organizations sign up to participate, receive that information, and they submit the results back to NIST, and then the conference is held in November. People who participate include government and academic research organizations and some commercial research organizations.
Unstructured data is such a huge problem. I think every agency, every almost organization probably faces it. What are you hoping to get from the conference? Is it ideas? I know you mentioned at the top that it was about, you know, coming up with new algorithms, but in the end, what's the end result you're hoping to get?
Well, the main purpose of the conference is to build these test collections, which are resources for researchers to be able to improve their algorithms. So the main focus is on building this infrastructure. And our hope is that we will then be able to improve the way these algorithms work. And in fact, that has been happening. Retrieval systems have improved over the years of TREK.
We're speaking with Dr. Ellen Voorhees. She's a computer scientist and TREK project manager at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. So what does the data set that you give them to sort of try their algorithms against consist of?
TREK has consisted of a variety of different focus areas that we call tracks. And so each of these different tracks have different data sets that we use. For example, in the web search track, we do have a crawl of the web that is used. We have recently started a medical records track, and for there we have some de-identified medical records that people search over. We have had a set of tweets that people search over. So it depends upon what the task that we're actually focusing on is, what data is used to support that task.
You went through a couple of really hot topics like web crawl search, tweets. Are you also bringing in private sector experts such as from search engines, Google, Bing, et cetera, or other kind of experts around search and data?
Yeah, the companies do participate in TREK. TREK also has a program committee, which is a set of people who help us organize the conference, and there are people from Microsoft on the program committee. The Watson, the IBM system that participated in Jeopardy,
right.
This year. Watson got its start in the question answering track in TREK. So yes, we have had commercial interest as well.
So just to repeat that, Watson came out of a TREK conference?
The original research that IBM did that started Watson was done in parts for the TREK question answering track, yes.
And the intelligence agencies have made a lot of progress using, for instance, open source and looking at analysis and dealing with these algorithms. How much of a role do they play? Because I imagine that their experiences can help influence kind of some researchers and others in academia.
Right. TREK actually started as part of a DARPA program called TIPSTER. And so the intelligence community has been interested in TREK from the very beginning, and it has helped support TREK. both by providing some monetary support, but also by providing sort of problems spaces that, of things that we should be focusing on.
Now, for years, people talked about unstructured data, data that was not in databases. And now, everywhere you turn, one vendor or one conference is devoted to the topic of what they call big data. But it sounds like you've been on to this big data idea for quite some time. Do you feel like the world has caught up with you?
Yeah, I think that Trek has been sort of at the leading edge of being able to handle these large amounts of unstructured data. And we keep these different focus areas in order to try to keep ourselves in the front of, you know, the state of the art.
Now, if someone comes up with intellectual property that has value out of their work with Trek, does NIST to make that publicly available? What happens to it?
Now, the individual participants, they retain their own intellectual property. NIST, the conference itself, the Trek conference itself only receives the output of their search systems, and to use to build these collections. All of the participants maintain their own intellectual property.
And very quickly, when does it get underway for 2012?
The call for participation in 2012 is on the Trek website, which is trek.nist.gov. And we ask people to respond by the end of February.